Daf Tezayin, and we are going to begin the Daf really about 10 lines up on Tezvav Amud Beis, the Shiloh of Ilfa. And how do we get to the Shiloh of Ilfa? That was because the Mishnah had brought a case where Befanei Nechtav Kula, Befanei Nechtav Chetziyai, and we had three Perushim. One of them was Rav Chista. Rav Chista pioneered this more stringent version than, for instance, Rav Ashi, but this idea of that I Kula Bekiya Magera, Kula Betechana Socham. So we're not going to re-litigate yesterday's sugya, okay? But the idea was we got into Mechitza of Shabbos because of this Rav Chista Lishitasa. You came up with the idea of Oy Kula Bekiya Magera, Kula Betechana Socham. Betechana Socham. That you can't combine the two things. There's a Befanei Nechtav, and then there's Kiyum Shtaros Din Rabbanan, and you can't mash up the two to create what you want over here. They have to, they work independently. So because of that idea, so we're now going to ask questions of things that are, like we discussed, like the one example yesterday of Gidud, where you have half and half, meaning half of your mechitza that you needed for Shabbos was a trench, and the other half was a wall. Does that count as a mechitza to make 10 tvachim or not, half and half? So now we're going to ask another Shiloh in regards to halvesies, essentially. That's how we got, that was a digression that we're on over here. Okay, before we get back to Befanei Nechtav, and you'll wish you were back at this digression, even though there's Tumatara. Bai Ilfa. So Ilfa was a chaver of Yechanan of famous Agarata fame. So Bai Ilfa, Yadayim Tahiris, Lachatzayin, or Ain Tahiris Lachatzayin. Can you have hands, Yadayim, that are half tar? Now we know that Rabbanon were Geyser, that you have to, they were Geyser Tumas Yadayim. And the hands are shiny, and you have to wash your hands. Okay, so the question is, can you wash half your hands? So the Gemara wants to understand what half of your hands, what are you talking about half your hands? So Eichi Dami, what's our Shiloh? Ilei Metekam Mashu Beitrei Miridius, meaning you want to know Yadayim Tayon Lechatzayim. So we know that in order, and the din is, and in order to have Tahara, to wash your hands with Tahara, you have to use a Reviyas Mayim. So are we asking, can you go halvesies, meaning each one person to wash his hands uses half a Reviyas? That's the question of halves. Right, we're asking a question of halves. Can you combine two halves? Will they combine to accomplish where you want you to get to? Just coming back to the digression of Rav Chisda, can you use two different Takanas Chachamim to accomplish one thing? So that's all we're asking. So we want to know, what is this Yadayim Tahiris Lechatzayim? Is it maybe two people sharing one Revius? Are each using half a Revius? Is that what our Shiloh is? V'hatanan. So the Gemara says, that wouldn't be a Shiloh, okay, mi Revius, because that's a Mishnah, right? So Ilfa wouldn't be coming to ask a Shiloh that's of another Mishnah. So what does he say? Tanan Merivias, not only a Dain Lechad Rapidu Lishnayim. No, it's clear that one person or two people can use Revias, meaning that in order, the Tachanus Chacham was you have to wash your hands using Revias Mayim. So I don't care how many people, it doesn't mean that each hand or each person has to use Revias Mayim, meaning you have, the ceremony is you take a cup that has Revias Mayim, and then you wash hands, and then the hands are tar. We're not prescribing how much water has to get on each hand. Okay, so now, although Rashi over here says that the shear to Netil Sedayim, here Rashi says it's leprakam into the knuckles. Most, we don't pass, we go lechachi. I mean, certainly, the only time we do that is Tisha B'Av, right? But we wash until the entire hand. So again, it's not really a question of shearim, although some make it totally on that, meaning if you're going to the knuckles, we understand you can use a little bit of water, but if you have to wash the whole hand, you have to use more water. Okay, but either way, so the question is, what was Ilfa asking? Okay, so you're washing one hand at a time. So can I wash one hand? And then I wash the other hand, and we'll combine the two to make it a full Netil Sedayim. So the Gemara says, that if you wash one hand, and simultaneously while washing one hand, you stick the other hand in the mikvah, so you're washing one hand with the mayim and one in the mikvah, so you're essentially using two different water sources to do tahara, so that does work. Again, that's a Mishnah. Now, how did we get to, can you wash half and then the other half? Well, we got to there, Tosfos says, because they're really daima. So if it wouldn't work to wash one hand and then the other hand, then it wouldn't work to use two different sources of water, stick one in the mikvah and wash one hand. So essentially it's answering the same Shiloh using a Mishnah that's a slightly different case, but we can extrapolate it. So it would be tar. So again, that's another Mishnah. So what was Ilfa asking? Why is it a Shiloh? So Ela de Kamashi palga diade. Right? You washed half, each half of your hand, meaning that wherever the shear, Rashi says in a perek, so you washed halfway out of perek, then you dried it, and then you rewashed the other half. Okay, so essentially you did half a washing. You completed the cycle of washing because you dried it in between. So the Gemara says, ah, v'armi d'be'er b'yanai, that's a d'be'er b'yanai. Again, why is Ilfa asking that question? Yodayim ain't taris l'chatzayim. No, that doesn't work. If you dried it, meaning you have to wash hands, but if you did a half a washing and dried it, you've essentially ended your first washing of the hands, so then the second one can't be combined. So again, what's the shayla? Okay, so here now we're filing and understand our shayla a little bit, where you still, the hands are a little bit wet. You dried it, but it's still a little bit wet. So can we say that it would be mamshech, the washing, to wash the full amount? I wash half, I dried a little, it's still wet, and then I wash the other half. Is that considered one washing or not? Okay, so the Gemara says, v'chiyik ha-mashka tefeach mayhava. How's that going to help you if it's mashka tefeach? Meaning, tefeach is that it's a little bit dry, it's moist, a little damp, we'll call it. It's damp. So how would that be considered one? V'ha-tanan, how would that be considered one washing? Ha-nitzuk, so that is, nitzuk is a lotion of pouring. Okay, that if it pours, like the drip that goes from one kli to the other kli, that's what we call nitzuk. You pour something, pour soup out into it, right? So whatever drips down, that's considered pouring. V'ha-katafras, a similar idea, but it's more like a waterfall. Rashi is a har meshupa, and then the water rushes down. So more like a waterfall. The point is you have a pool of water on top, a pool of water on bottom, and then a stream of water going in between, whether it's nitzuk or whether it's katafra, so a waterfall, fast rushing, or a stream. It is a water, something connecting two bodies of water. Mashka tefeach, enai, so these things are not considered chibur. And what's the third example? Mashka tefeach, which is damp water, so if I have dampness, does not connect. So what's our shayla? Can you wash your hand, l'chatzayin? Well, the hand's damp. So again, that's another Mishnah saying that no, being tefeach, just being damp, is not considered wet to be manshech or for chibur. So now, we're connecting, we're taking a little bit of liberty in how we're connecting these cases. We're talking about chibur to connect two bodies of water, but it's the same idea to connect the netilas yadayim from one all the way through, having the hand damp in between, that is not considered still wet, and therefore it would not be considered a continuation. So that's ene chibur, leilatumah v'leilatara. So again, that is a Mishnah. So what is your Kasha, it's a Mishnah and Tara. So what was Ilfa asking? So the Gemara says, Loi tzricha. Okay, what are we talking about? The ika tefeach lahatfiach. That you have, where your hands are wet enough, it's still very wet. Tefeach lahatfiach means it's wet enough that if you touch something, it can make that wet. So it's not damp, but it's still wet. And that's the question. If my hand is still wet, can I wash, now we understand the shiloh, can I wash half my hand? Wherever you hold, you have to wash it. Again, Rashi holds until the knuckles. Everybody else, most other Rishonim hold until the wrist bone. But when you wash, so if you wash half and it's still wet and then wash the other half, would that be okay? Or do you have to pour over all at once? That's our shayla. So the Gemara says again, Hanami Tanina. Why is this a shayla? We have a brisa. So now we're going to, where are we going to see this? So Hanami Tanina, Tefeach LaTfiach Chibur. That it is considered connected. So if it's considered connected, then we can consider it, if it's that wet, that it's tefeach la'tfiach, it's very wet, then we'll consider it chibur. If we consider it a chibur, like we saw before, then we're willing to say that it's considered one washing, because it's still that wet. Okay, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Dilma l'inyan mikvois Reb Yehudahi. Maybe it was only chibur for one specific case, meaning the Mishnah, we know, we're going to bring this in a second, there is a case where we're going to consider tefeach la'tfiach chibur. That's for sure. Now the question is that only in one shitas tana in a case of mikvah, or can we extrapolate, can we apply that in anything, meaning the hainu netilas yadayim as well? So just because we see that tefeach latfiach in one specific instance, according to one tana, is considered a chibur, am I willing to take, and that was the shayla of liberty, that was the shayla of Ilva, can I take the liberty, that because I have one example, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, the inyan mikvais, that we will say that if it's mashke, that's tefeach latfiach, If it's very wet, then we're gonna say chibur. It's gonna be considered connected. We'll see the example of that in a second. Am I willing to say that as well by netilas yadayim? So again, and that was the. It's not of an art. I don't know. Dilma, right? Because again, we're asking the same question. Hanami tanina. It's in a. We learned tefeach latfiach chibur. So the Gemara says no. Maybe it's only in one specific example. Dilma le'inyan mikvois Rabbi Yehudi did tanan. The Mishnah says, Mikvah shigesh by arbaim sa mechuvanas. If you have a mikvah that is exactly 40 sa, v'yardu shnayim v'tavlu b'zachar zeh, rishayin tar v'asheni tameh. So just think about this. You have exactly 40 sa. Two people are going. One guy goes down, okay, and then he comes back up. Now he took some water with him. So when the second guy goes back in, there's definitely less than 40 sa. Okay, so if they go zachar zeh, the first guy is going to be tar because it was 40s. The second guy, there's something less than whatever was on the body of the first guy. The second guy wasn't tovel in the mikvah 40 sa. Okay, we had this in Chagiga, if it sounds somewhat familiar to you. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, im hayu raglav shel harishon nagas b'mayim, if the foot of the first guy, meaning they didn't actually wait. He wasn't waiting until the first guy went to go get his towel and went off to the side before he went in. But they went, right? It was fast moving. So the second guy is getting out of the mikvah, his foot's still in the mikvah, while the first guy's going in. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ha'yo raglav shel harishon nagas b'mayim, af ha'sheni tahar." The sheni guy is going to be tahar as well. Okay, meaning that even though the water is mostly, there's water on the first guy, it's mostly out of the mikvah, so we're willing to say, tafiach la'tfiach, the guy's still very wet, it's chibor. Now, how is that working? And the Gemara over there says, good asik, right? That we're going to consider the water, that it's on the guy, since he's still connected, that it's as if it comes down, right? Good asik, that it goes down into the mikvah. The idea is that we're using, that the guy is still wet, he's still touching chibor, that's a chibor thing. That's a good asa chibur thing. Am I willing to stretch Rabbi Yehuda to say, oh, by the Tilas Yadayim, where you washed half of what you had to, and it's still very wet, just like we said by chibur, that we're willing to say good asik in a chibur case, would we say this too? That was Elfa Shiloh, and he didn't answer it. Right? I know by chibur, but that's chibur. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita in chibur. Not everybody agrees to it. That's only Rabbi Yehuda, and that's in chibur. Mechitesi, that, and that's a Shiloh. Can we apply this idea too to Tilas Yadayim? Now, it's an abaye d'lo yishtal. We don't answer the shiloh. We just now understood. All this was just to understand what he was asking. Now we understand what he was asking, but we didn't answer the shiloh. The Paiskim bring down that lichachila, that obviously you should wash all in one, but b'di'eved, that is considered a good washing if it is tefeach la'tfiach, that b'di'eved it would work. Amar of Yirmiyah, another shiloh. Again, halves, right? What's the theme here? The digression that we're on is, according to Rav Chisda, you're combining two halves. Meaning, he said you can't combine half of essentially the Takanas Chachamim of Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechtam, and the Kiyum Shtaros. You can't combine two halves to make a whole, essentially, is what he said. Now we're asking, can I combine two halves by Mechitza to make a whole? Can I combine two halves by washing hands? And now we're going to have another two, can I combine two halves? Amar of Yirmiyah Hare Amru, Haba Reshiv Ruba B'mayim Shayavim, if Shuvim, that if a person washes, like in a bath, Mayim Shuvim, then so vitar shenafla roishay baruba is shloisha lugim. So mayim shuuvim is like I said a bath. Tar shenafla roishay baruba shloisha lugim. That's like a shower. Three lug, 144 revius of water. That is like a shower. So if you take a bath or a shower, then shloisha lugim mayim shuuvim tame. You're going to be tame. So if you take a bath or a shower, you're going to be tame. Why? And we had this before because we had this. Back in Masechta Shabbos, that the Rabbanon, like this, in those days, the mikvahs were very dirty. So what people started doing was they would go to the mikvah to be metahir, and then they would immediately come home and take a shower or take a bath, either one. That's why the Gzeir is here. So people started to think that, okay, well, we're tahar. We know we at the end of this process we became tahar. They were starting to think that if I had to pick one, what's metahir us? It's not the dirty water, but it's the clean water afterward. So therefore, the Chachamim were geyser that if you take a bath or a shower, that you're going to be tamei. Okay, so now the question is, what happens by Rav Yirmiyah? Chetzia v'biyah v'chetzia b'nefila, mai. What happens if you didn't take a full bath or a full shower? You washed half your body in a bath and half of it in a shower. Again, do we combine two halves to make it a whole? Essentially, here it would work against you to make you tameh. Are you considered tameh if you took half a bath and half a shower? And the Gemara says, teku. Amar Rav Papa, hare amru. Balkeri, another example where you have to be metar. Balkeri choyla, shenosno lav tishaka b'mayim tahar. Okay, so this is the Gemara in Brachas, daf chaf beis, chaf gimel, discusses that it's a Takanas Ezra, that a Balkeri, in order to learn Torah, I mean, to eat Truma, to become Tahar, so then you have to follow whatever the Dinda Raisa is. You go to the mikvah, you wait till Harav Shemesh. Okay, so now Balkeri, in order to learn Torah, had to be Matahir. So there was a discussion, do you have to go to the mikvah, or is it good enough Tisha Kabin? So the Gemara there said that a Balkeri, who's a Chayla, meaning if you're a Chayla, which we said all Talmidei Chachamim are Chaylim, if you're a Chayla, meaning you have a little bit of a weaker disposition, so then you can accomplish this via, you don't have to go to the mikvah, but you can do it via Tisha Kabin. So we want to know, right, so Balkeri, Chayla, Shenasalav Tisha Kabin, Mayim Tahar, where he's on the lower level, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah to become Tahar, to be able to Takanas Ezra, to be able to learn Torah, but rather, he can just have the Tisha Kabin. Again, if the guy took half a bath and half a shower, even though he only had to take a shower, can we combine the two halves, even though not half a bath, but half a mikvah. He did half his body in the mikvah, which is the stronger one, and that would be, again, similar idea, right? If you did half of Bafanei Nechtav, Vayanachdam, and then you did a full Kiyum Shtaris, okay, can I combine the two? And Rav Chisda said no, but again, we're asking it here, would this work, Teiku?
The combining, you're talking about at the same time, or like the first one and then you took a shower after? I mean, does that mean...
I haven't worked out the logistics. Let's say he figured out how to... I'm not sure how you would exactly do this. I guess I'm probably at different times. I'm not sure how you would do both of those, but at the same time, maybe there's a way technically. But either way, the question would remain the same. Can we combine the two? He only needs to do Tisha Kabin. He could go into the mikvah. Can we combine these two different methods that would each independently work? L'chatzayin, which is really the theme of this digression, all the shahs. But now back to the topic at hand, which was the beginning of the second parak, which is Hamedi get Medinas Hayam, and you did some form of havesies, right? So what was the first case? Medinas, the first set in the Mishnah was that a guy, a shliach came, he either said just b'fanei nechtav or just b'fanei nechtam, okay? Or we said that he said b'fanei nechtav chula b'fanei nechtam chetzyoy, and you tried to use some sort of form of kiyum shtaris or the eid himself, whatever, however we dealt with that yesterday, for the other chetzyoy. That was one way of looking. Okay, and therefore we built on that. But the point is, you didn't say full one shliach came, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam chetzoy, or vice versa. You don't have a full b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. The Chachamim require that if it may be getting Medina Sayyam, he has to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. And we mean you have to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. And you have to say a full b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Okay, so now the second half, that was all in the first half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah, in very much the same theme, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, is going to be discussing what happens if you had multiple people coming. Okay, so the first case there, and I'm just going to read the Mishnah again, just so we have this. Echad Aymer B'fanei Nechtav, Echad Aymer B'fanei Nechtam. So you had two people coming, okay? And one said B'fanei Nechtav, one said B'fanei Nechtam, that's going to be possible. Then we had the Seifa. Shnayim Aymer B'faneinu Nechtav. Two people, essentially you have three people coming now. Two say B'fanei Nechtav, Echad Aymer B'fanei Nechtam, possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, he holds it's okay. Which we have to understand. What's the machlekes tanakam Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda? Echad amar b'fanei nechtav, v'shnayim amar b'fanei nechtam. That's going to be kosher. Okay, echad amar b'fanei nechtav and shnayim b'fanei nechtam is going to be okay. So let's discuss. Really, today what we're going to discuss is of the second part of the Mishnah, the first case and the second case. Meaning, two people coming. One, they essentially split duties. One shaliach says b'fanei nechtav. The other says b'fanei nechtam. We said it's puzzle. Second case, you have three people coming. Two say b'fanei nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtam. That's a machlekes. Rabbanon, Tanakama says it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's going to be kosher. So we have to understand, first of all, what's going on, and what the machlekes is. So now, let's first take the first of the second part of the Mishnah. Two people come, Echad amar b'fanei nechtav, Echad amar b'fanei nechtam, it's going to be possible. So now, major caveat here. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, Loi Shonu Ela She'ena Get. This is only true that it's going to be possible. She'ena Get Yoytzim Mitachas Yidei Shnehem. That's if they are both not Shluchim of the Baal. So it's a little confusing. They both came, but only one of them was a Shliach of the Baal. That's why it's going to be possible when one says B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam, because the one who was the Shliach of the Baal did not say a full B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam like he was supposed to. So two people came, only one guy said B'fanei Nechtav. So now, I will get Yotzim Mitachas Yidei Shneim, but if they are both considered Shluchim of the Baal, Rashi is an interesting lashon, that Shneim Adukim Bay, they're both holding the get. This is Lavdavka, but it's the idea here that are they both coming on the in as agents of a Shluchim of the Baal? So then, kosher. It's going to be kosher. Why? Alma Kasavar Shneim Sheviu get Medina Sayyam, ain't Shrichin Shem Refanei Nechtam Refanei Nechtam. You know why? Because two people that come Medina Sayyam don't need Refanei Nechtam Refanei Nechtam. Now, let's draw back into our knowledge database, right? Let's just try to fill this out. And there's going to be a second lesson which is going to argue on this. So what we're saying is like this. Two people that come and say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam don't need to say, two people that come as shluchim of the Baal do not need to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. It's only when one. Two people don't need to say it at all. Why? So we know that very much a topic, rabba rabba. What's the reason for saying b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam when you come with Dinas Hayam? Rava holds Einei Demetzuyim L'Kaimai, okay, meaning you need two for normal Kiyum Shtaris. Again, Mishum Igune Kil Barabana. Normally, I'm going to repeat this again. Normally, when you have a document, you would have to have Kiyum Shtaris in order for that document to be considered a valid document. The Chachamim by Get said Mishum Igune Kil Barabana. We did not require the document in order to be considered a valid document to have Kiyum Shtaris. However, that also you're opened up to liability. If the Baal should come and say it's a forgery, now we're going to have to go find people to do the Kiyum Shtaris. Now, if one Shaliach comes, we'll believe him to accomplish Kiyum Shtaris, as if there were two in a normal document. We're going to rely on him, the one. Okay? So now, if two people, that's Midinis Hayam. If two people come to bring it, so now, the way we explain this, it was over at Machlokes and Rashi and Tosfos exactly how to understand this, or Tosfos understood Rashi differently back on Daf Beis, but if there are two Edom there, at least if we go in the lightest version of reading, then you have people who theoretically can be Mekayim to get. And that's all you need. The Chachamim said that if you bring a Shliach Medina Sayyam, since there aren't people, there's Vaday not going to be people there, or we assume there's not going to be people there, so therefore, say b'fanei nechtam, so you can accomplish your Kiyum Shtaris on day one. But if two people are bringing it, well, now you have two people bringing it, they could do the Kiyum Shtaris. So therefore, that would be one reason not to. That's going to Rava. Rava says, what's the reason of b'fanei nechtam? And they're not the Kiyum B'lishma, right? Which now, when I have... So I need two people to essentially say b'fanei nechtav to certify that, okay, that it's lishma. Okay, but why? So now if two people come, why wouldn't you need it? So that, we have to go back to some of the riots we tried to, and going back and forth in Rama and Rava, just to remind ourselves, there's a concept that we said achar shalomdu. Really? The whole lishma issue is not a doraisa issue. Yes, a get has to be written lishma. Written or signed lishma, subject to machlekes, Rameir, or Rebbe Lazar, Eidim Masir Karti, Eidim Chasima Karti. But there has to be a lishma component, which the Eidim need to verify. Okay? However, that is assuming that there was a structural lishma. That's not our concern when Rabbi said lishma, right? We downgraded it. We said, really, Stam Sefer Dedaini Migmigamiri, that all Seferim who are writing Gittin, they know about lishma. The concern is that the guy found a get that was previously written for somebody else. He's passing in an alley and he sees a get. He's like, oh, perfect. I want to divorce my wife anyways. My name's his, like his name. Her name, my wife's name is like her name. And therefore, I'm just going to reuse this get. And therefore, because of that concern, which is a chash derabanan, they required b'fanei nechtav. But what happened? There was a point in time, achar shalomdu, where everybody knew that a get had to be lishma. So a guy, random guy, Amaretz walking in an alley, finding a get, would not reuse that get. And therefore, we should no longer require it, except there's always an outside concern, Shema Yachzar Adavar L'Kokulay, that people might come back and forget. So the Chachamim were geyser, that anyways, you need to say b'fanei nechtam, for this lishma, outside concern of lishma, double outside concern. Someone might find a get, and we go back to a point in time with people. However, since it's a gezeira derabanan, and we're gonna litigate all this today, so we have to kind of discuss it. That's why I'm not just trying to go back on a review of Daf Beis Gimel and Dalet and Hay for you, but a lot of this information is going to come into play today. Okay, but since it's only gezeira derabanan, why you should need lishma. The gezeira, the question is, do we have a gezeira in a normal case? Milsav le shechichi le gazva rabbanon. Two people bring a get from Medina Sayyam is a milsav le shechichi, and therefore, since it's achar shalomdu, we're not going to require, on the outside chance of Shem Yachzor, double the kukulai, we're not going to require b'fanei nechtav with two eidim. Okay, so now it makes a lot of sense. If we take the Gemara. Again, let's step back into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, two people bring a get. One says b'fanei nechtav, one says b'fanei nechtam. So then it's going to be possible. Now Shmuel comes to say, now based on all this we explained, which was information already available to us in learning the Sechtes Gittin a couple weeks in, so now it makes a lot of sense. Well, Shmuel says, it's only if one of them are the Shliach of the Baal. But if they're both Shluchim, so then it's two people bringing a get as Shluchim of the Baal. I don't require b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Either because Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimoy, Rabba, or according to Rabba, who holds, by the way, Rabba, Yesod the Rabba, but even for Rabba's concern of Lishma, when there's two people bringing it, it's a milsav leishchichi legazav barabanan, and we're not going to be gezer shem yachzor davar lekukulay because it's achar shalomdu. So that's where we're up to, and that's all we're saying right now. Okay, so now, Amar le Abaya. So Abaya says, okay, very nice. Everything fits nicely. We tied it in a bow. Everything fit nicely. Except, what about the Seifa? Amar le Abaya lameata. Let's look at the Seifa. Seifa de Gatani. Shnayim. So that is a case where three people came from Medina Sayyam. Three people came to bring it. Two said b'fanei nechtav, one said b'fanei nechtav. Then it's going to be possible. Rabbi Yehuda, Machsher, Rabbi Yehuda, that's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's going to be kosher. So to follow the same logic, what you have to say is, yes, three people are coming, but only one of them is a shliach of the Baal. Time, the reason why it's going to be possible is because you just said that if two people come, then everybody would agree, even the Tanakhama, There's no machlokes in the first case. Two people come, then you don't need any sort of amira at all. They don't need to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. So time, according to you, time of day, get yitzvi takas today shneihem. So it must be that only one of these three people are shulchan of the baal, because if there are two, then you don't need a b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. Ha get yitzvi takas today shneihem machshi rabbanon. So you're going to tell me that if the get is yitzvi takas shneihem, then even the rabbanon would hold it's okay, because again, like we said, when two people bring a get b'shlichas of the baal, you don't need b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. So you'd have to explain the case. Amar le'in. Yeah, Yitaka have to say that. V'chiyena get, okay, so then if so, let's try to understand this. V'chiyena get yitzmi tachas yidei shneihem b'may pligi, so what's the machlekes? So you're saying, again, Tanakama, let's just be clear here. The first case, or the second part of the Mishnah was, two people come, once is b'fanei nechtam, once is b'fanei nechtam. So you didn't have one shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And we said it's going to be puzzle because only one of them is a shliach of the Baal. Because, separate din, if they're both shluchim of the Baal, then you don't need a b'fanei nachtam and a b'fanei nachtam at all. So we don't care if you split b'fanei nachtam and b'fanei nachtam, doesn't matter. You don't need them at all. In the second case, again, to follow the same logic, so we know three people are coming. You can't have two or three of them being shluchim of the Baal, because then you wouldn't need b'fanei nachtam and b'fanei nachtam. So, and the Rabbanon hold, it's possible. So we have to explain that what's happening here, there's three people coming, two who are not shluchim of the Baal say b'fanei nachtam. One, who is a Shaykh of the Baal, is saying, b'fanei nachtam. And the Rabbanon are holding its puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So what's the machlekes over here? So, b'may pligi, mar savar gazrina dilma asi lachlufi b'kiyim shtareis da'alma. The Rabbanon say, well, now, according to Rava, if you remember, back, we asked the question, according to Rava, that the whole reason b'fanei nachtam is, according to Rava, it's ein edim usim l'kaimu. You need kiyim shtareis. So really, the Gemara asked on daf Gimel, well, according to Rava, all you should need is b'fanei nechtam. What is b'fanei nechtam? The reason of b'fanei nechtam is not because of lishma, it's because of kiyum shtaris. So all I should say is b'fanei nechtam. That's all I should need. Verify the signature. And the Gemara said, because there's a concern that if you just say b'fanei nechtam, we're going to think that any kiyum shtaris you could accomplish with one. So therefore, we made you say b'fanei nechtam as well. So now, if you look over here, again, three people are showing up. Two, only one of them is the shliach of the Baal. Who is that? That's the person saying b'fanei nechtam. The two saying b'fanei nechtav are not shulchim of the Baal. Because if you had two people shulchim of the Baal, you wouldn't need to say any of this. This whole case would be moot. So the one person saying b'fanei nechtam, the question is, are we going to go back to that original gezerah in at least understanding Rava? Again, Rava is the Rava, so you can apply both. Tosfos discussed that. Okay, but the point is that are we going to be guys? The Rabbanon say, well, you only have one guy coming b'torah shlichos of the Baal saying b'fanei nechtam, and therefore we're back to our concern of dilma asi lachlufei b'kiyim shtaris da'alma, that you might come and confuse us with a regular kiyim shtaris being done by one person. One shlich of the Baal saying b'fanei nechtam. The two, remember, don't really count. That's what we're saying. They don't really count. That's what the Rabbanon holds. So the two don't count because they're not shlichim of the Baal, and essentially you're back to a regular case of one shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, which the Gemara said back on Daf Gimel, that is not okay because it's also lechluvi b'kiyum shtaris. That's the concern over here. Mar savar gazrin dilma asi achluvi b'kiyum shtaris ta'alma be'ed echad. Umar savar Yehuda says no. This is different. You can't confuse the two. Loi gazrin. I'm not going to be gazer. Why? Lemaisa. There's two people showing up saying b'fanei nechtam. Fine. They're not shluchim of the Baal, but we can clearly see from what's going on here that it's not a regular case of one guy showing up saying b'fanei nechtam. It's not a regular case of kiyum shtaris, and therefore, that's the whole machlokes here. Is the presence of those two people who are not shulchim of the Baal enough to ward off the concern of that you might come to dilma asya lachlufi b'kiyim shtaris or not? And that's the machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Nice, simple. Let's get to the second lashon. Lishna achrina, second lashon. Amri la amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rav Yechanan afilu get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem, that even if two people are bringing it, again, go back to the first case, the second part of the Mishnah. Two people are coming from Medina Sayyam. One says b'fanei nechtam. One says b'fanei nechtam. Even if they're both shluchim of the Baal, it's going to be possible. So what do we see? Let's draw the line, right? So I feel get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem possible. Alma kasavar shnayim shevi yogem Medina Sayyam tzrichim shayyam b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. That means this whole idea of two people. It was so nice the way we explained it. According to Rabbah, yeah, Medina Sayyam l'kaima. According to Rabbah, there's no longer a gezerah anymore. But now we're saying that's not true. If you have two people coming, you have to say b'fanei nechtam. And if one says b'fanei nechtam and the other says b'fanei nechtam, since they both had to come as shulchan of the Baal and say b'fanei nechtam, is the proper dicta. They have to say b'faneinu, right? Both of us. So since they didn't say that, one said b'faneinu after, they split the duties. No good. That means that two people coming from Medina Sayyam have to say. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amarle Abaya, now let's go to the Seifa. How are you going to make sense there?
So why does the very first Mishnah put it in the singular?
Why does the very first Mishnah put it in singular? Because it's also true. One, two, I mean, again, outside of all the beautiful reasons the Gemara gave us that we just explained, why would you think it would be any different?
Well, he's suggesting you need both of them to say it.
You need, yeah, because you need two people to come and say, b'faneinu nachta, b'faneinu nachtam.
So the first Mishnah is telling us the way it should be done, right?
Well, the first Mishnah is telling us, like we said, what is the standard case? Mm-hmm. The standard case, like we said, is one aid coming. In fact, in Rabbah, in explaining, according to one shot, like we spoke out, that the whole reason why we're not going to make a gzera dilma asul kakule of achar shalamdu is because two people coming to bring a get is mosul d'lo shchicha. So it's not shchicha. So the Mishnah, that doesn't bother me. The first Mishnah is going to start, the Mishnah is going to start with the case that's shchicha, which is one get brings, one shliach brings a get from Medina Sayyam. But anyways, like this. So now, what's the machlekes? So Amar Kasav Hashem Shem Medina Sayyam Tzuchim Shem Panei Nef. So Amar Aliyah, Baya, Elameyata, let's go to the Seifa. Seifa Tegatani Shnayim, Oymir B'faneinu Nechtav. V'echad Oymir B'faneinu Nechtam, Pasol. Two people say B'faneinu Nechtam. One says B'faneinu Nechtam, it's going to be Pasol. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Afilu Get, Yoytzim Yidachas Yudei Shneim, Pasli Rabbanon. So that means, even if two of them are saying they're shluchim, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says, Amarle, in, yeah. So what's the machlekes? My kabithlagi? Mar sabar lefisha ain bikim lishma. The Tanakhama holds it's a lishma issue. But mar sabar lishna, right? Lefi shayne the mitsuyim lakaima. So even if they're all shluchim of the Baal, it's going to be it's going to be okay. So according to the first man damar, you have a problem. The shayne bikim lishma. According to the, you don't have a proper b'fani nachtav. According to the second man damar, mar sabar lefisha ain the mitsuyim lakaima. So, if so, that sounds very familiar. You're now saying that the way of understanding the Seifa is according is a machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah. You're saying the machlekes in the Seifa, which is Rabbanon, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda, is essentially what we know as our machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah. Rabbah and Rabbah, right? So the Gemara says, but the Rabbah of a Rabbah Tanoihi. So let's say that it's a machlekes Tanoihi, which we had attempted to do before, or we did say before, but let's say its subject is machlekes tanaim. So the Gemara says, Loi, Rava mataris kalishna kama, v'rabba amar lach. So really like this. Rava, and the way we're going to fit it is, Rava, chiddush in now re-understanding Rava. Rava is going to go like the first lashon, which means Rava holds, the whole concern here is anything mitzum l'kaimai. When you have two coming, then you no longer have, you have people of two available for Kim Shtaris. So you know you have no need to say B'fani Nachtam, B'fani Nachtam. So look, Rabba Mataris Kalishna Kama, but Rabba Amar Lach, Rabba would say like this, Dekule Alma Be'inon Lishma, that really you do need Lishma, V'hacha B'maya Skinon L'achar Shalamdu. Okay? So Rabba would say that we're talking Achar Shalamdu. This is information we're familiar with. U'b'gzeira Shem Yachsu Devel Kukule Kamiflagi. So the Machlekes is like this. So Rabba, again, Rabba, we have Rabbi Yehuda, we have the Tanakhama. If three people come, two say b'fanei nechtam, one says b'fanei nechtam, even if you have two or shluchim of the Baal, you're going to have a problem. Now, that won't work in Rava at all, because if the whole, in Rava, the whole thing you needed was, you needed the people around for Kiyum Shtarais, so then they're around for Kiyum Shtarais. So you have to say that Rava holds like the first Lashon, and he does not agree. So one, another difference between a reason to say b'fanei nechtam, Rava says Kiyum Shtarais, Rabba says, Lefi Shein Bikim Lishma. Rabba doesn't care about Lishma. Rabba is like the Rabba, so he does care about the Kim Shtaris, but he doesn't care about Lishma. There's another difference that according to Rabba, if two people bring it, you don't need a B'fanei Nechtav. According to Rabba, what we're essentially saying is in the second Lashon, that not only are we concerned about Lishma, but also this idea of whether two people bringing it would suffice without a b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, that would be subject to machlekes Rabba. That would be that would be subject to machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlekes? So again, the machlekes is b'mayaskino la'acher shalomdu, which means the issue of lishma went away. Ugzer shem yachs double kulkuloi kamiflagi demars of our gazrinon that the Tanakama said that the Tanakama says Rabbanon say it's going to be possible. We're going to be geyser that what even when there's two, even though it's a milsav loishchicha. Still, we're still going to be geyser shemayach double kukuloi. Dahinu two people bringing it. Umar sabal gazrinon. So the Gemara says v'liflug nami Rabbi Yehuda bereisha. So why does Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Reisha? In the first case of the Mishnah, we said, Echad, two people bring it, once it's Bafanei Nechtam. Once it's Bafanei Nechtam, it's going to be Pasul. And we only said that's going to be Pasul. We didn't bring Rabbi Yehuda. And in the second case, it should really be the same thing. Two or three should be make no difference. Should it make absolutely no difference? We're not talking about a Gezeira. And Tosfos explains why we're not concerned about, well, Tosfos explained, we're not discussing a Gezeira. The machlekes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is not subject to whether there's a gzeira dilma asu the chlufi b'kiyum shtaris. Even in the seifa, in this lishna basra, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's a problem. If they're all active as shluchim, if you think about it this way, in the first lashon, so we said, what's the machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbanan hold, you might come again. Really, in the first lashon, the second case of the Mishnah, the machlekes, there's three people coming. Two of them are not shluchim of the Baal. One is the Bafanei Nechtam. And now the question is, are we going to be geizer dema asu lachlufi b'kiyum shtaris? Because that one person is a shluch of the Baal. He is the only active one. And that was a machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. In the Seifa, three people are coming. They're all shluchim of the Baal. Of course you're going to be concerned when one person says Bafanei Nechtam. Even Rabbi Yehuda can't argue with that. They're all shulchan of the Baal. So you're all being isolated from the shulchan. It's just a question of, in the Reisha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you have the two people saying Bafanei Nechtam, who are not shulchan of the Baal, so they didn't have to say anything at all, is their presence being mucha? Okay, so we see something else is going on here. But when we're dealing with, if in the Seifa, you hold two people bringing a get, Bafanei Nechtam, have to say Bafanei Nechtam, then you do have the concern. Again, you need a proper Bafanei Nechtam. And the problem is, you need both people to say Bafanei Nechtam and Bafanei Nechtam. And in a situation where you need a Bafanei Nechtam and a Bafanei Nechtam, we can't rely on one. Dilma asu lechlufi b'kiyum shtaris. So everyone's going to hold it's going to be a concern here. So again, what is the machlekes in the second lashon? Again, we took sides. It's machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is not a machlekes Rava and Rabba. The lishna kama is going to be Rava. The whole concern is kiyum shtaris. When I have two people showing up, it's never a concern of kiyum shtaris. The second lashon is going to be Rabba. The whole concern is lishma. Do I need a b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Yes, b'kiyum lishma. So now I need a proper b'fanei nechtam. I don't have one according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, hold on a second. The whole reason of lishma, why you need it, is because sheva yachzor double kokula, because we're talking about achar shalamdin. And guess what? Milsa l'shchicha, when two people show up, l'gazir Rabbanan, and that is the machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. So if so, ask them, where are we up to? Let's go back. So if so, l'filling nami Rabbi Yehuda b'reisha. Well, if the reisha is also a case, like you said, two people show up, one person says b'fanei nechtam, one person says b'fanei nechtam, it's going to be pasul, according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be pasul, because this whole svara is in Rabba, l'fisha einei, then became l'shma. It's no difference two or three. If two people come, it's milsa l'shchicha. And therefore, if you're learning the first case of the second part of the Mishnah as two people show up, one says b'fanei nechtam, one says b'fanei nechtam, that's two people showing up, and that's going to be possible, Rabbi Yehuda should argue and say, well, this is l'shichil, goes to Rabbanan. If the whole concern is, so the Gemara says, you're right. Ha'imar alamar ula chalakai Rabbi Yehuda af barishayna. Rabbi Yehuda would, in fact, argue in the Reisha case as well, to which the Gemara says, masiv Rabbi Yishia le'ula. How could you, ula, say that Rabbi Yehuda argues in both cases, meaning the case of the second part of the Mishnah where you had two people coming or three people coming? How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda would argue and be machsher in both of those cases? Since there's two people coming, we're no longer going to be geyser of Shemi Yachzor double kokulai acher shalomdu. So now, if so, masiv Rabbi Yishia le'ula, Rabbi Yehuda machsher bezu v'lay b'acheres. There, it says, Rabbi Yishia says, that bezu sounds like only one case. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case. So how could you, Ula, say that Rabbi Yehuda argues even in the Reisha? He argues anytime there's two people coming. So loy lemute, you're wrong. That is, when we said bezu, that was a non-descriptive. It doesn't refer to the Reisha, but rather loy lemute b'fanei nechtam, ava loy b'fanei nechtav. That, which case is he talking about? He's going all the way back to one shaliach bringing a get and only saying b'fanei nechtav and not b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's problematic. So what's the havamina? It's not that the havamina hayol v'loy gazer Rabbi Yehuda gezeirish em yachzor davar l'kokuloi. Dil masi l'chufi b'kayim shtaris da'alma be'erecha nami loy gazar. So you might think that Rabbi Yehuda, and we already proved this in the second lashon, but not like this. We already proved this. Tosfos proved this, like we spoke out. But meaning, you might come to think, if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the gzeiros, So just like he doesn't hold of a gezeira shemiyachzer davar lekol kulay, so too he doesn't hold of this gezeira that having one person saying b'fanei nechtam would be a problem, that it's going to be dilma asi lechufi b'kiyim shtarais. Kamash malan, that we see that Rabbi Yehuda is gezeira. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about gezeiras in general. It's just that when you're dealing with the gezeira of lishma, acher shalomdu shemiyachzer davar lekol kulay, two people nasa loy shchicha to bring in the first place, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's patur. Not that he doesn't hold of the gezeiras in regards to the inyan mefanei nechtam mefanei nechtam. No, he does, and you can't say that he wouldn't hold that you of the gezeira that you might come to exchange a mefanei nechtam set alone with kiyum shtaris. Okay, so again, if he said mefanei nechtam, that's the case Rabbi Yehuda agrees. It marnami amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that we learn shnayim specifically shnayim. Rabbi Yehuda Shnayim Shevi, you get Medina Sayyam, Banon Machagas Rabbi Yehuda Verabanon. So this sounds like, okay, in the second Lashon, like we said in the second Lashon, two people bringing a get Medina Sayyam is a Machagas Rabbi Yehuda Verabanon in the second Lashon, okay? Rabbi Barav Huna Chalash, we have one story to finish this up. Ol Lagabe Rabbi Yehuda Verabba. So Rabbi Bar Chana was ill. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba came Lishiule Be to inquire as to his health. They came to visit him. He was sick. So they asked the following shaila. Shnayim sheviyu get mi medina sayam tzrichin shem b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam ein tzrichin amar lahen ein tzrichin. Said you don't need to, like the first lashon, like Rabba. Ma ilu yomer b'faneinu gir shem ilam yehamni, and he has a svara attached to it. Because the two people came and they said, this man divorced his wife, they would be believed. They're two edim, just like we believe two edim for anything. We believe two edim, and therefore, they don't need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Adahachi asahu chavra, so now we just have a story to end it off. So this chavra came, parsai, this Persian came, goy, shakal eshraga mikamayu. So they were all sitting there discussing Torah, and he took the candle. Why did he take the candle? So because they were Zoroastrians, okay, which means they believed in the god of light and the god of darkness.
Fire,
okay,
fire.
Light, fire, and darkness.
Oh, light, are you saying?
Light and darkness, Zoroastrians, light and darkness. Okay, and therefore, on the light's day, the god of light's day, you could only have a light in the base of Agdazar. So they would have send agents around, the authorities would come, and they saw that there was a light on in where the Suri Rabbanon were sitting. They came and took the light away. Okay, so he said, Amar Rachmana, okay, Mikamayu, Amar. So he said, Rabbi Barav Huna, who was the one who was sick, he said, Rachmana, he davened to Hashem, he said, Oy betulach, oy betul debar esam. Either I want to be with you or with the Romans, but not the Persians. So the Gemara is asking this, are you telling me that the Persians are worse than the Romans? L'meimra da'aramoy ma'ali miparsoy. You want to tell me that the Romans are better than the Persians? V'altani Rabbi Chiya Maidich, the Pasuk says, Elikim haven darko, v'hu yodeas mekoyma, yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, how do we darshan this Pasuk in Iyav? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, she'en yechayin l'kabog zeres aramoyim. That the Romans, Bnei Esav, we wouldn't be able to withstand. They were much more cruel if you look at it historically, what the Romans did versus what the Babylonians did. They wouldn't be able to. Amad v'higloi sam lebavel. And therefore, he said, it's not going to be the Romans, Bnei Esav, that bring them to Gaulus the first time. It's going to be the Babylonians. They're better. Because they wouldn't be able to, Chai Yisrael wouldn't be able to withstand being under the Romans. The Gemara says, so how are you telling me? Why was he saying, why when Rabbi Rav Huna was ill, why was he saying that, I don't want to be, don't leave me under the Persians. Either I want to be under the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or I'll take the Romans, but not the Persians. So it seems to be a theory. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Hamin Kameh Denesu Chavroi LeBavel. That's before the Chavrai came to Bavel. Okay, that when we say the Parsai, that the ones that were worse, so again, Bavel, before the Chavrai came to Bavel, Bavel was fine. Bavel wasn't as bad as Rome. HaLebasar Dasu Chavrai LeBavel. Once the Chavraim came to Bavel, I guess these sort of Zoroastrians, these Parsai, once they came to Bavel, they made Bavel worse. So Bavel, at the time of the Gaulus, when Bavel destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, they were actually better than the Romans. We wouldn't have been able to withstand it with the Romans. But later, now what's the point later? So we have Machlekes here, Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, what's the point in which the Chavrai came to Bavel and basically made Bavel worse than Rome would have been? Labasar, right? I mean, if you go, there were Romai, so it can't be like the modern Rome like that we had in Second Beis Hamikdash, because they weren't yet in power at that point. So you have to some sort of ancient Greece, Rome back before then. But the Labasar, the Asu Chavrai, Rashi says, Mishakavash Kairis, Mishakibesh Kairish is Hamalchus Umelch Bavel. So that was in the times of Kairish, which would have been around, give or take, the times of Purim. Okay, Tosfos says that no, this was much later. It was in Rabbi Yochanan's times. He says, the Amarayim, right? 1,000 years later, you know, a lot of years later. Okay, so either way, the question is how far back were the Babel worse than the Romans, whatever they are? Okay, we call them Aramai. How far back was it? So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But either way, the point is to make the story work that they were better and then they became worse.